This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame has thanked French President Emmanuel Macron for a powerful speech on Thursday after the French chief executive said he recognized his country bears a heavy responsibility for the 1994 genocide in the Central African nation. Although Macron didn't apologize in his key speech on his visit to Rwanda, he won praise from Kagame, who said the words were something more valuable than an apology.
His words were something more valuable than an apology. They were the truth.
Kagame and Macron both signaled that a page had been turned in Franco-Rwandan ties. Macron is the first French leader since 2010 to visit the Central African nation, which has long accused France of complicity in the killing of some 800,000, mostly Tutsi, Rwandans. Tens of thousands of people fled the city of Goma in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. Traffic was jammed and pedestrians streamed through the streets, desperate to escape the impending danger. The military governor of Congo's North Kivu province announced early Thursday that a new eruption could occur at any moment. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of the 18 neighborhoods in the city of 2 million people. Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, spewed torrents of lava into villages on the outskirts of Goma Saturday, destroying more than 500 homes and killing more than 32 people. The volcano's last eruption was in 2002 and left hundreds dead. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has rejected claims by his former chief aide that he botched Britain's coronavirus response and is unfit for office. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
In a testimony to lawmakers, Dominic Cummings claimed that thousands had died as a result of the UK government's incompetence at the beginning of the outbreak. The former top advisor to the Prime Minister said the government's response was slow and chaotic, and Johnson failed to learn from his mistakes. Johnson brushed aside the criticism.
Some of the commentary I've heard doesn't bear any relation to reality.
The Prime Minister went on to say that the government and himself were put in a very pressurised situation at the outbreak of the pandemic.
This has been an incredibly difficult series of decisions, none of which we've taken lightly.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The top two leaders of the European Union have expressed support and confidence in the Tokyo Olympics, despite growing opposition in Japan. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she was satisfied with the safety measures in place ahead of the Games.
The signal that from the European Union, more than 100 million doses of vaccines have been authorized to be exported to Japan also is a strong sign that we support any preparation for the Olympic Games and the safety of these games.
Earlier, a physician representing a Japanese medical body warned that the holding of the postponed Tokyo Olympics in 2 months could lead to the spread of variants of the coronavirus. Initially planned last year, the Tokyo Games have been delayed a year because of the pandemic. They're scheduled to open in July. Amnesty International is calling on Myanmar's military junta to immediately drop all charges against journalists who have been detained since the February 1st coup. The human rights organization said Thursday the ongoing persecution, intimidation, harassment, and violence that journalists are facing is a clear attempt by military authorities to suppress peaceful dissent and obscure violations committed by security forces. Amnesty said 88 journalists have been detained since the military overthrew the civilian government. Myanmar's military has said that authorities arrest only journalists that are inciting unrest. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped last week to 406,000, a new pandemic low, and more evidence the job market is strengthening as the virus wanes and the economy further reopens. The decline in applications reflects a swift rebound in economic growth. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.